We just spoke with Ibrahim Debashi, who's the opposition leader and former diplomat at the United Nations. He's actually still currently technically the deputy UN representative. He's distanced himself from Muammar Gaddafi and explained why a moment ago. Now a different voice, Musa Ibrahim, who's a Libyan government spokesman, on the line live from Tripoli, Libya. Mr. Ibrahim, good morning to you.
Good morning there.
All right. We are getting reports, and Ibrahim Debashi just spoke with us about how the people support a change of regimes. Nobody is supporting Colonel Gaddafi. And in fact, the security forces behind him aren't even the army. They're his own and his son's personal private security force that are fighting civilians in Libya. Your response?
This is absolutely false. Muammar Gaddafi is the leader of this country. He is a liberator who came about 40 years ago and liberated Libya from the Americans, the British, the French, and the Italians. He is loved by millions of Libyans. They rally behind him every day. What we are faced with is not a peaceful protest for political change. We are faced with an armed rebellion led by Al-Qaeda affiliates, as your Secretary of State herself confirmed yesterday when she spoke of the danger of Al-Qaeda getting hold of Libya and turning it into a giant Somalia only half an hour ago away from Europe. The leader is very strong. The people of Libya are very strong. We are taking a step back from violence because we don't want to shed Libyan blood. We want stripes, social leaders to negotiate peace, to come to the table and express their demands peacefully so we could take Libya forward. The people who sit in their flats and houses in New York and Geneva and London and talk about a change in Libya, they have no legitimacy in Libya.
Okay.
They are calling for our children, if I may just say this point, they are calling for our kids to kill themselves in an armed conflict with the government so they could come and govern Libya.
Understood. That is a fair point. I mean, certainly the Secretary of State in the United States has no standing to speak for the people of Libya. But I must say, we're talking with Libyan government spokesperson Musa Ibrahim live from Tripoli, Libya. If we were to take your logic, sir, Al-Qaeda controls the city of Benghazi. That's quite a setback.
What is happening is the following. These bunch of Al-Qaeda affiliates, they are very highly trained individuals. I have to have you know that in Libya we have released hundreds of ex-Al-Qaeda leaders after they repented from their old wicked ways. But now we are discovering that we have been tricked and cheated. This program of negotiation with Al-Qaeda was applauded by the international community, and we really believe that we succeeded in getting these people back to join the society. And yet they went back, they attacked police stations, army camps, they got hold of weapons, and they held the people of Benghazi and other cities hostages.
So the people in Benghazi, Musa Ibrahim, you would say the people in Benghazi who are forming opposition tribal committees to take power and to control civic life in Benghazi are actually secretly in fear of Al-Qaeda and doing their bidding?
We have here in this very moment in Libya and 40 journalists from around the world. They went around, they visited cities that are supposed to be occupied by Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda presence is very limited, and the army of Libya can easily take them down. What we are doing, John, is taking a step back to save the country from descending into chaos, because Al-Qaeda loves chaos. You have just to remember Somalia, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and remember the only link between them, it's chaos. They want the government to fight back. They want the Libyan army to hit them very hard. So casualties will exist. People will be scared.
Okay,
then they can dream.
Understood. But Musa Ibrahim, the Iraq example, it was the U.S. and the coalition that invaded Iraq, not Al-Qaeda. Similarly, in Afghanistan, what would you say to the 140,000 people who have left Libya in fear for their lives, claiming that it is Gaddafi that they fear?
Exactly, John. This is a proof of what we are saying. If this was a peaceful movement towards political change supported by the Libyan people, then why are people leaving the country? People are leaving the country because they are scared for their lives. because these are gangs of armed individuals attacking cities, airports, ports, police stations, markets, and they are killing people in the streets. We have videos of this. In a few hours' time, I'm having a huge press conference in which we are
A huge press conference there, an announcement by a Libyan government spokesperson, Musa Ibrahim, speaking to us from Tripoli, Libya, trying to extend the argument made by Colonel Gaddafi yesterday in a 2.5-hour news conference that it is al-Qaeda who's responsible. Musa Ibrahim, we have you back. Before we go, sir, Colonel Gaddafi claims that the people love him and that no one wants him to go. It's hard to reconcile that with him using fighter jets to bomb his own people.
This is absolutely false. No one of the foreign journalists who have been here in Libya for a week touring Libyan cities found any shred of evidence for any bombardments of civilians.
John Simpson of the BBC, are you familiar with John Simpson of the BBC, who actually reported while a plane unloaded its bomb bay next to him?
There were a gang of terrorists holding arms and attacking Al Brega port.
Since when do you use air forces against gangs of thugs?
John, we have called. Listen to this. This is extremely important. I'm gonna wrap up now.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I know you're giving me short time. We have invited fact-finding missions from Europe, the States, Latin America, Africa, and Asia. We said, do not rely on media reports. John Simpson is not someone to be trusted with international matters. He has his own agenda. Why don't diplomats, the UN, the NGOs of America and Europe come and find the facts for themselves? Why are you rejecting coming into Libya? Come in your hundreds, and if you find any evidence of any massacres or air bombardments of civilians, you can hold us responsible.
The UN Security Council ruled unanimously against Libya over the weekend. It's not my impression that the Security Council typically does the bidding of al-Qaeda when it makes its votes.
This is very sad because, the Security Council reached an agreement against Libya without any fact-finding missions, relying completely on media reports. The lawyer that was supposed to defend the Libyan position was against the Libyan position. In any court of law, in any village, in any continent in the world, you cannot accuse someone of crime, sentence them, and without providing them with any means of defending themselves, without investigating the crimes. The Security Council decision is illegal, is immoral, and it's based on fantasies.
Musa Ibrahim, listen to this voice of a Libyan citizen. Is this a fact or is this a fantasy?
Muammar Gaddafi has to go out right now and stop killing people. We need freedom. Libyan people, one solution, revolution.
That was broadcast around the world on the CNN. What do you make of that protester?
Oh, come on, John. In face of this single voice, I can give you the voices of millions demanding the leader and demanding... By the way, the leader himself and we all in Libya believe that political change has to happen in Libya. But the difference is we want it to happen peacefully and gradually. You, our friends in America, you reached your democratic and open society after decades and decades of peaceful and violent change. We want to do our change in Libya peacefully because we are a tribal society. If the central government falls, civil war might ensue, and we will be in the position of Somalia, which has been suffering from civil war for about 18 years.
All right. Napoleon famously said, after me, the deluge in France hundreds of years ago. Are you saying that Colonel Gaddafi can't step down? Wouldn't he, moving out of the way, actually be the clearest path to peace?
Colonel Gaddafi is leading the country forward toward a written constitution, better freedom of the press, better salaries, better housing for people. If he disappears for any reason, we cannot guarantee what happens in the country because of the tribal structure of Libya and because of al-Qaeda interest in the country because it's very close to Europe.
Well, we would be happy to talk with him directly about that. Can you get him for us?
Colonel Gaddafi has been meeting international media from around the continent, and you could request an interview with him, and I'll pass it on.
Consider it requested. Musa Ibrahim, Libyan government spokesperson, speaking live from Tripoli, Libya. Thank you, sir.